Slidely, that's slidely, is an online tool which makes it very easy for you to mash together photographic imagery together with music or audio. It's very similar in some sense to Animoji in that it allows you to bring together photos, arrange them in a particular order, find some appropriate music or audio, and it will do the hard work of turning that into a little sequence for you. It's very orientated towards a social web, so there's a lot of integration with Twitter and Facebook, but that may not be appropriate for a school setting. You do need to create an account. You can do that using your Facebook or Twitter account, but again, creating an account from scratch may be more appropriate for a school-based activity. Having done that, it's a simple two-step process. First of all, it offers you the opportunity when you create your first slide to bring in photos. Now, you can bring them from a Facebook account if you've already signed up in that, then that's going to be easy. You can bring them in from Google Images, and it provides a search box to you to search for, well, using whatever term is appropriate. Similarly for Flickr, or it allows you also to with your Flickr account, or to search for particular users. So if you were doing this as a school-based thing and you have a school-based Flickr account, you could actually search for the photos that you've posted to the school Flickr account. So that might be useful if you wanted to do some maybe geography fieldwork. Similarly, Instagram and Picasa, both online photo providers. Or, of course, you can upload photos from your computer. Having brought in your photos, the second piece to find some music, it offers you the option of searching through YouTube or through SoundCloud. Obviously, there's a third option of uploading your own music too. Now, the terms and conditions state that, well, my reading is that Slidely exonerates itself of all responsibility for ensuring the content isn't copyrighted. So that's something to really bear in mind very carefully when you're searching for either images or audio. That you're responsible for audio. So if you are uploading your own, that's fine. If you're from elsewhere, then that might be a little bit more tricky. Whilst the students will be delighted to use some modern music to go with particular photos, might not always be appropriate. And it might be an interesting exercise to get them to upload some raw audio, some narration they're going to put in against some photographic imagery. It could be a piece of poetry that you get to read, or it could be arguing a case for a particularly controversial issue where they found the images and they provide the narration to them. Or it could even be a description of a science experiment where they've captured the photos in the class of their experiment and they tell us and describe what they found.